Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension. Hello, hello everyone. Good morning. I am so happy to be able to share a beautiful quantum healing journey with you today as we are exploring the theme of suffering and our dependency, our tendency to also perpetuate the cycle of suffering from this addiction to suffering that humans are born into, you know, as we are born within this matrix system. And so we are exploring that from different angles this week. And I love doing this kind of things because yesterday I was chatting with someone that's absolutely amazing, and she's going to join Pathway 2, and she wanted to know a bit more what it is that I do exactly around that. And I was explaining that, you know, I am here to help people anchor into their sovereignty, into remembering who they are as multidimensional souls, so they can embody their multidimensionality here and now. So as a matter of fact, the way I work with people is multidimensional. So for example, Pathway 1 soul alignment is one angle that's going to allow us to become more of a sovereign being. We are going to use that codex, those keys present within that codex. And then we have Pathway 2, which is co-creation. And there we're going to use different keys. It's a different codex, but both of them are going to help students to be able to perceive themselves differently by reactivate remembrance within themselves so they can unlock the potential that is already there. And so every time I explore something, I can explore something from a different angle. So within each and every of these codex, it means that so many keys are given to help people get to know themselves better. And next year, I'm going to release two more pathways. So there's going to be like this architecture of four pillars of basically sovereign alignment. And so that's absolutely fantastic because as multidimensional beings, we are here to be able to learn how to open up our consciousness. And from having a higher level of consciousness, we can start perceiving reality differently from different angles. And I really trust that the more people do that, the less conflict we will have, because there is also the understanding and the respect that everybody's got different angles of perception. So today with this quantum healing journey, I will also present to you a different angle of understanding our relationship with suffering. And here it is literally an understanding of surrendering completely to the frequencies of Gaia, to the frequencies of the mother. So if we think about the ideal mother, she's there and she always has an endless amount of love, an endless amount of care for her children. She just wants to help her children feel good and feel relaxed. And she's gonna be there whenever they need it. And it's literally when we feel that we are experiencing some challenges, that we are in deep suffering, we can always turn towards our mother, Gaia, because she's always there. She's a super conscious being, and she knows how we feel. She knows more than we know, because very often we don't allow ourselves to go into the depth of our being because we are scared to do so. We are scared of our own shadows. And here it's such a relief to understand that we can completely surrender unapologetically. We can completely be in our vulnerability when we connect with the Mother Earth frequency, because there is nothing that we say or that we do that will make her love us less, exactly as the Divine Mother that she is. So this quantum healing journey here, you can do it at any time. At any time you feel triggered, challenged, sad, angry, stressed out, anxious about the future, or if you're experiencing a lot of suffering, it can be suffering in your physical body. but it can also be suffering in your heart for heartache, for having emotional wounds and traumas. It can also be in the mind, when the mind is very agitated, the mind doesn't know how to figure things out, the mind is stressed out, we just go. We go in the earth and we relax. So today we're gonna work with the elements of the earth to be able to completely surrender all these templates of suffering, all of these data, this information that's present within us that we might not be even aware of, but it's creating pocket of density in different parts of the body, in our emotions and in our mind, and therefore it connects us more deeply to the suffering around us, which therefore amplifies it. So I would love to invite you for this quantum healing journey to be in a location where you can relax fully and you won't be interrupted. And now we're going to start. So you can lie down if you like, or you can sit up with your spine nice and straight. And as you relax into your space now, allow your shoulders to soften and drop down, your face to relax, your jaw to relax. Relax your eyeballs into their sockets, and your brain within your skull. Start breathing from your lower belly. And as you breathe from your lower belly, start connecting with the surface underneath you. Feel the earth supporting you, holding your body. Allow your body to feel heavier, to drop within the floor. As you relax more in this position, feel your body sinking into the floor. Now imagine that you are lying down on the grass. The grass is nice and fresh, but not too cold. You can feel the softness of the grass underneath you. It's making you feel even more relaxed. You can feel beautiful warm sun shining on your skin, and it makes you happy, so you can perceive a smile on your face. And as you are here, you connect to happiness, to joy, to pleasure. And you take a few deep breaths, inhaling through the nose, opening the mouth, exhaling. Inhaling, exhaling. And then one more time, inhale. And exhale. Now from this place here, you start perceiving big clouds coming in front of the sun. These clouds are dark and heavy. Observe the reaction within you. You might feel a bit sad to see the cloud. You might feel heavy and worried, and you instantly observe how much the external information influences your state of beingness. Now open your curiosity. Why is this affecting me so much? The sun is gone, there's just dark clouds everywhere. It's gonna rain, I know it. And as you feel the shift within you, observe that you are reacting like this because you have some frequencies that call that, they resonate with that, and therefore they're influencing your mood. You can choose to stay present. You can choose to stay happy. Like, it's okay, it's just rain. Rain is good for the earth. Now I'm just curious to see where all of this resonance with my inner being, with suffering inside of me, is coming from. And as you do that, you simply invite your body, your mind, and your emotions to bring that information now. You might start feeling some tightness in your body, some heaviness or density. Maybe you'll perceive little black dots, or the dots have become so big that they are like tennis balls. And you can perceive many everywhere within you and also around you. These are all the pockets of suffering that are still present within your being, and that's okay. We all have pockets of suffering. We are all here on a journey to learn to heal and alchemize them, and we can already be happy and joyful and a powerful creator of our reality, even if they're there. The more we hold space, the more they hear. Now, from this place, as you simply witness these pockets of suffering within you, you observe that the rain is starting to fall, and this rain feels delicious. There is no wind, just rain, and the rain is heavy. And as you lie down here on the grass, observe that it feels very good to do so. You can actually relax even more and allow yourself to take a shower outside, as you realize that these are the raindrops, the divine water coming from source consciousness. The earth has called them to be able to wash away all the suffering from your physical, mental, and emotional systems. And you allow this water to fall on your body. And as it falls on your body, you perceive that it's washing inside. This divine water is penetrating the skin, and it's finding all of these little dots, and it's simply flowing below you. And you can feel that it's like water is dribbling from your back, the back of the leg, and everything is going directly in the earth, and the earth is so happy to absorb it. The earth loves receiving this clearing from you, because the earth absorbs this energy and she recycles them as food and redistributes them all around her creation. So the more you surrender, the more you let go of your suffering, the more you are there as part of an eternal cycle of giving and receiving. You are giving away what no longer serves you, so the earth can process it and recycle it as food, as energy for others, for plants and animals. So perceive the water dribbling everywhere, inside you and all around you, effortlessly washing away pockets of suffering. And you simply breathe there and keep the container of your awareness fully present in this moment. If you have some physical pain in certain areas, direct this water more there. If you are suffering with some emotions, ask this water to find these emotions in you and to wash them away. And if it's your mind that's giving you trouble, feel the water everywhere in your brain, on your skull, at the base of the skull, behind the eyes, on your face, in your neck and shoulders, all washing away as we ask the divine water to be coated with the highest level of frequencies available to you now, so the water can penetrate and activate each and every one of your cells all the way to your DNA, accessing the crystalline divine genome of the Sophia code present within your DNA. As the crystalline divine genome is accessed, it is even more easy for you to release all that doesn't match is the frequency of this crystalline divine genome within you. Keep on breathing, simply allowing yourself to be washed away. Now the clouds are starting to let go of their final raindrops. And then you witness that the clouds are changing, they become light. And there's just a little breeze moving them away so the sun can start beaming again. And you simply very quickly feel completely dry. And now under the sun, you feel the warmth of the rays of the sun penetrating each and every one of your cells. It feels delicious on the skin. You're smiling. You're feeling completely renewed, pure, crystalline. And all this light can easily penetrate each and every one of your cells, activating the crystalline divine genome of the Sophia Code with photon frequency light. This plasma light is deep within you now, activating remembrance of who you are on a multidimensional level. A being that lives beyond all template of suffering, in eternal unconditional love. Allow the sun to reactivate this memory within you, and as this memory of who you truly are is starting to become more and more present within you, breathe that in. Breathe that in more. And repeat the mantra, I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. Take a few breaths from your heart and allow your heart to expand. Feel the light of your heart everywhere, within you and around you. And now we can thank the earth for being there for us. We can thank the earth for always supporting us, helping us to stay grounded and strong and courageous. We can thank the elements for being there for us today, as always. And then you can thank yourself for being here, for taking the time to go on this journey, so you can find greater levels of happiness and find deeper levels of unity consciousness. Allow yourself to feel proud of yourself and also refreshed, renewed, ready to start a new day, like a brighter version of who you are. Then you can open your eyes when you are ready. So the more we practice this kind of meditations, guided quantum healing, and the more we learn how to do quantum healing like that on ourselves, the easier it is to be able to shift and alchemize suffering, traumas and wounds, and to progress in the direction of our dreams. The more we can take time, create time, invest time into our spiritual development, spiritual growth, the faster we shift. It's like these accelerated pathways of evolution are very easy to navigate then. And It's an invitation for you to really continuously create time for yourself, because if you don't, there's not going to be any change in the situation. So it's important that you invest time, and that at times you also invest money for the things that matter to you. And again, it's an invitation to join Pathway One Soul Alignment, which will be filled with amazing journeys like this one, so you can start perceiving yourself from many different angles, and also you can start learning all of these techniques, so you can do these techniques at any time you want and even create them for yourself. So that's super exciting. Thank you, Johanne. Thank you, Romain. Thank you so much. We'll see you later. Have a beautiful rest of your day.